Blog Talk Radio.
People try to find that one. And they always come up with none. I'm not trying to end up like them,
no.
Cause being lonely just ain't for me.
Ain't for me.
So I'm steady
searching,
cause I know she's out there
lurking.
And she's gonna put it down till I'm done. She's gonna be the best I ever had.
I'm looking for the one.
Where are you?
I'm looking for the one.
Satisfy her every need. Love her so good, she will never wanna leave. Now I'm gonna make the same mistakes,
no.
Cause I got an ice box where my heart used to be. So I'm steady
searching,
cause I know she's out there
lurking.
I'ma put it down till she's done. I'ma be the best she's ever had.
I'm looking for the one.
What's going on? It's 104 on a Thursday, and you know what it's time for. It's time for Sound Off Farms. I'm your host, George Beverly Jr. That what you were listening to is Where Are You by Dave B. Soul. Dave B. Soul will be on here on the 11th, February the 11th, at 5 o'clock Pacific time. That'd be 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern time. For you East Coasters, he will be here on the 11th to do his album release, and we're going to have an album release party, and we're going to party it until we can get it down. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let all the confetti out and let it go. So that's Where Are You from Dave B. Soul that I've just played. You know how we do it on the forums. I haven't been around for a while. But doesn't mean that Sign Off Forums is still not live and working. You know what I'm saying? So this month is February, and I want to hit up the brothers and sisters with some knowledge that I've already said before, but I want to just reiterate, because the first time I ever read this, I read it live on the air, and it was some crazy stuff. It was so hard for me to, you know, to listen to and sink in. But, you know, now that it's not so new to me, it's easier to go ahead and read it at to y'all guys and let y'all know what's going on. Just deliver, you know, deliver some information. Speech was delivered by Willie Lynch on the banks of James River in the College of Virginia in 1712. Lynch was a British slave owner in the West Indies. He invited the colonies of Virginia of 1712 to teach his methods of slave owning. The term lynching derives from this name. Now, I'm not going to go in order come to this letter. And a lot of people say this letter is fake. For those who do believe it, for those who don't believe it, for those who are questionable, I just want you to know that if you listen to or you go look it up yourself, it's called the Willie Lynch Letter. You can find it anywhere on Google or Bing if you want. I'm not giving no specific shout-out to either one of them, but if you go through do your engine search and you're trying to find the letter, it's there, okay? So I just want to let y'all know that this stuff is real psychologically, and how the system is actually ran. And if you just give it a chance to just, you know, I'm going to try to give you some examples. And when I give you these examples, it's important that you just take them for what they are. If you want to read into it more, then that's what you can do. I mean, you're a human being. You think differently than I do. We all are different, and we have different concepts and perceptions of different things. The reason why I'm not reading it, all the way down is because it is important that I get out the things that I want to, the meats and potatoes of what I want to say. Because, you know, it is one thing to say that it ain't real, but it's another thing to say that it's not used today, you know? And it's very much used today. So I'm going to use, let's see here. This is what he says. He says, this is the second paragraph. And the first paragraph he writes, it's actually a letter, the letter to it, and then it breaks down his methods. It's this one right here. Now, I must warn you right now that there will be language. There will be language that you may be not accustomed to, or you do not want to be used. But this is, once again, this is not my language. This is not my writing. This is simply, what he wrote. And because he's writing it, it's not, like I said, it's not my words. So I'm not trying to persuade you either way. I'm just trying to give you, as the person would say, I'm trying to give you the car facts. I'm trying to give you the facts on what he said. And it's very, man, some very deep stuff. So. Let's make a slave. It was the interest and the business of slave handlers to study human nature. The slave nature is in particular with a view of practical reasons. I and many of them attending to astonish proficiencies in this direction. They have to deal not with earth, wood, and stone, but with men, and by the every regard they had to their own safety and prosperity, they needing to know the materials in which they were to work. Consciously of injustice and wrong, they were every hour particulating and knowing that what they themselves are doing. Were they to be victims of such wrong? They were considered looking for the first signs of distress retributes. They watched, therefore, with skills and practice eyes, and learned to read the great acceleration to the state of mind and the heart of slaves. These stable face, unusually sober, apparently abstracts, sudden and indifferent in deeds, any mood out of the common would afford grounds for suspicion and inquiry. Frederick Douglass, Let's Make a Slave, is a study of the significant process of man breaking and slave making. It describes the reality and the results of the Anglo-Saxon idea of the methods of to ensure the master and the slave's relationship. Let's Make a Slave, the original and the development of the social being called the Negro. Let Us Make a Slave. What do you need? First of all, you need a black nigger man, a pregnant nigger woman, her baby nigger boy. Second, we will use the same basic principles that we will use in breaking a horse. Combined with some of the substancing factors, what we do with the horses is that we break them from one form of life into another. That is, we reduce them from their natural state in nature, whereas nature provides them with the natural capabilities to take care of their offspring. We break the natural spring of the independence of them and thereby creating a dependent status so that we may be able to get from using a useful production for our business and our pleasure. As you can see, what they were saying is they've got to watch, they've got to observe, they have got to look at the natural causes of things in life. And the natural things in life is what they were looking for. So now that we see how they want to break us down, they said that in the first stage, you need a black nigger man, a pregnant nigger woman and a her baby nigger boy. The second thing that they need is the basic principles they use in breaking horses to combine with some more sustaining facts. So now you've got two variables, right? Two variables. You've got the black man, woman, and child, and then on the other hand, you've got a horse. They are comparing indoctrination. Now this is how the human race ties in. Let's not talk about race. Let's just talk about the humankind. So if you take that and say, hey, they want to break down the humankind, if you're non-white, they want to break it down in these variables. And nowadays, even if you're white, they want to break it down to these variables, okay? So we're going to explore this a little bit more. Okay, so cardinal principles for making a Negro. For fear that our future generations may not understand the principles of breaking both the beast together with the Negro, the horse, the Negro and the horse, we understand the short-range plan economically results in a periodic of economic chaos so that to avoid turmoil in the economics, it requires us to have broadened and deepened its long-range comprehensive planning, accumulating both skill-sharp perceptions. We lay down further following principles for long-range comprehensive economic planning. Both horse and niggers are no good to the economy in the wild or natural state. Did you understand that? It says that they're no good to the economy. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand they're talking about the slave trade. And why is that so important? Because the arc of the movement of the slave trade came hand in hand. And things are yet to come, because they talk about how the economy is based on these rules. Now, if you take slavery out and you replace it with other materialistical things that are in modern day time right now, you'll see now computers, phones, TVs, couches, chairs, computers, all these things that we materialistically put to value, put that in that place, all right? We're talking about free trade now, okay? Compared to a human being's life. And we replace that and say, okay, we're going to put this market in a running, and the market that's in the running, you're going to be able to see how the deception of what they really want to do is strong, okay? So I'll continue to finish. It says, both must be broken and tied together for the order of production, exactly what I was trying to say, for orderly future, special and particular attention must be paid to the female and the youngest offspring. Both must be crossbred to produce division in the labor. Both must be taught to respond to a particular new language, psychologically and physically instructed to containment must be created for both. We held the six cardinal principles as true to this, both base the following to the discord course concerning the economic and the breaking and the type of horse and the nigger together. All conclusive of the six principles laid down before us. Note, neither the principle alone with the sacrifice of the good economy, all principles must be employed for the good of this nation, according to both wild horses and to wild and natural niggers in the destruction of our capture.